Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. This song could work for the Eagles. It could certainly work for Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl. He was the Super Bowl MVP. And I thought that would be the highest recognition Jalen Hurts would get in 2025. I was wrong about that, Hugh. Time magazine today named Jalen Hurts one of the 100 most influential people.
Say what?
Of 2025. The 100 most influential people of 2025. Before I tell you who joined Jalen Hurts list, let me read you what. So every person that made the list, and these are people in all walks of life. It's not sports. I mean, I'm going through it. I think there's very few athletes on here. There's some politicians, very well-known politicians, including our president, vice president. There's artists like Ed Sheeran, actors, actresses, I mean, famous people. But they had someone write like something about that person. So Derek Jeter was the one that wrote about Jalen Hurts. And here's what he wrote about him. Quote, "I admire how great athletes deal with both success and failure. What Jalen Hurts went through in being benched during the 2018 National Championship game would break a lot of people down. But not Jalen. He focused on what he could control and found a new path to success. In the NFL, Jalen didn't let a Super Bowl defeat in 2023 shake his confidence. He used that loss as motivation and kept a picture of himself walking off the field after losing as his phone lock screen. This past February, Jalen found himself on the Super Bowl stage again. This time, he led Philadelphia to a convincing victory in its rematch with Kansas City. We connected shortly after, and the only thing he asked was about insight on going back and winning again. Sometimes people win, then exhale. Jalen is not exhaling. He's embracing the next challenge, win or lose. Jalen's resilience and determination offer all of us something to admire." Hugh, your thoughts on Jalen Hurts as one of the 100 most influential people by Time magazine?
Number one is an interesting list. I'm looking at the list now. Some fascinating people.
Eclectic.
Yeah, eclectic is a good word, Joe. I'm okay with it. I think a lot of that, especially in this climate, And I was in Georgia when Jalen got benched in that game. And Tua Tagovailoa came in and he did what he did. And there was a lot of talk about Jalen transferring. There was a lot of talk about it. Rusty Manziel is a big guy down in Georgia. He does a lot with the kids and scouting in Georgia. And there was a lot of discussion on whether he was going to stay. And his dad was upset about the way that it went down and everything. But Jalen stayed. Jalen stayed. And he got an opportunity to, you know, redeem himself, if you will. And now he's going to the Super Bowl, and he's accomplished more. And this is just when you compare him side by side. He's had a much better career than Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, he has. He's a better player.
Yeah, he's a better player. So I have no problem with that. And, you know, being here in Philadelphia and boots on the ground and what he went through last year and how he was unwavering in the way that he handled all that, I think that's very, very commendable. Now, a lot of people say, "What are you talking about?" He got ridiculed a lot, man, and he probably that's not going to change. And there were a lot of people that the run that he went on last year, they weren't satisfied with it because it wasn't what they're used to seeing from a quarterback. I mean, if you want to call it what it is, it wasn't used to what you were seeing. But when you talk about Jalen, he might not have the strongest arm. He might not have the best QBR or anything like that, but But the one thing that you got to say about him, you talk about him as he wins.
Well, and he did it at Alabama. He's a winner. Oklahoma.
I shouldn't say he wins. I should say he's a winner.
So when I first heard that he made this list this morning, I was surprised. I mean, that was my first thought. I just wasn't expecting it. And then you realize, like, he's the only athlete on here. I think he's the only current athlete. And I may have saw one of the Williams sisters, but they obviously have other things.
Isn't Robert F. Kennedy considered – wasn't he an athlete in college?
But, I mean, he's now –
Well, not – I know what you say, professional.
Yeah. And he's older now. Yeah, I get you. If you had told me pick the only athlete of today, my current pro sports athlete –
Serena. Serena's on here.
Okay, Serena. But one
Simone.
Simone. Right, so one of the three or four. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have guessed him, right? You would have guessed –
Maybe LeBron.
LeBron, Shohei, Messi, like the best, top.
Yeah, Ovechkin.
Sure, those guys. That's who I would have guessed would have made it. Now, there is the story part, Hugh, his, like, influential, right? The story of him and overcoming what he overcame and all that and to become the player he became. I get it. It's cool that he made the list. I was not expecting it. I do think when you dive into, like, why they pick each person, it makes more sense. Like, they're going off of his story, how he can influence people.
Yeah, and that's kind of when you told me and you read the quote, that's kind of how I looked at it. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Now, they didn't actually rank them, because that would be funny if they ranked them 1 through 100. Like, is he more influential than President of the United States? Is he less? Is he more influential than top artists? I don't even know how you'd rank these people among each other, but he is one of the top 100 most influential people of 2025.
Look at Jalen Hurts.
Congratulations to Jalen Hurts.
Hey. Icons. Demi Moore is on here.
She's right next to him.
She's resurrected herself.
So he's what category is he in again? He's in the
icon category.
Icon.
Yeah.
Next to
Adrian Brody.
And Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Some people, I'm not sure who these people are.
Yeah, I can't pronounce the name. I know Hiroyuku Sanada, though.
Who's that?
He played, well, I don't, when I say I know him.
What does he do?
I mean, I just know the movies he was in.
Oh, he's an actor?
Yeah, he's an actor. He's an actor.
Yeah, he's with actors. I mean, he's an icon.
I can't remember the movie that Demi was up for Academy Award, but she didn't look the same. Like, it was amazing. She looked great. Let me say that first and foremost.
How old is Demi Moore now?
Like 60?
62.
But she looked great, and it was a movie about she's a fitness model, or like one of them, what do they do, the people that ride the Peloton, one of the people like the Peloton,
like a Peloton teacher?
Yeah, like a fitness instructor, that's what I was trying to say. And, you know, she was trying to, you know, she was getting fired because she had gotten older. So the movie, you got to watch the movie, man. I can't remember the name of it, but it was up for Academy Award, I think, this year. It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Do you think people are going to use this next year if we're debating how well he's playing? Well, Joe,
he's an icon.
He's an icon. He's 100, one of the most 100 influential people.
Yes.
That's the reality. And I can't argue. Those are the facts. Congratulations to Jalen Hurts. Go back to the phone line here. David wants to give us a lesson on pasta. What's up, David?
This is good.
Listen, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Either one of you two are Italian.
I am. I have a lot of people Italian.
You are?
Yeah, yep.
Italian what?
I don't know. I got family that's
Italian retarded.
No. David.
I'm only messing, Joe.
Be appropriate, Joe. David. Appropriate.
Speaking from retiring from an Irishman. Now, Hugh, you were talking about a pasta that had a hole in the middle.
Yes.
That's called a tortellini.
No, the tortellini's stuffed. It's got a little stuffed.
It's not true. Yeah, you're wrong.
But it still has a little hole in the middle.
This isn't the best lesson so far.
Are you a pasta guy, David?
I've cooked.
Well, I mean, we've all cooked pasta. But David,
my father owned a bar restaurant for 35 years.
You've never made pasta, Hugh?
I made pasta.
Like, when you say make pasta, you mean put it in the bowl and cook it myself?
No.
I don't think so.
With semolina. Anybody ever heard of semolina?
Yes.
Semolina, cracked eggs. You don't put it in a bowl. You put it on top of the table.
Are you taking notes?
And you keep scooping the outside of the well in together to mix it. And then you knead it. And then you roll it through the machine, whatever you're going to make. Yankees. You make spaghetti.
Gnocchi.
You make linguine. Mm. Mm-hmm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You make lasagna?
I think linguine's a little overrated. I'm not a big fan. It's just okay.
You would like it.
How often do you make your own pasta?
Why would he like it?
I mean, I'm an Irishman, but I got skills.
Lynn, who are you to give us a lesson on pasta?
I know. You came in here with your tortellini
knowledge.
This is
a disaster.
Tortellini. That's got a hole in it, you dummy.
Name.
Yeah, that's too name calling, David. We got to put you on timeout, all right? Let's take a deep breath. Not with the name calling. I like David, but his knowledge today was not where he thought.
It was a harsh lesson.
For him.
Yeah. Not a great one either.
No, it wasn't great at all.
I feel like he had some of his facts mixed up.
You've never boiled pasta?
Not, well, when you say that, like.
You take it out of the box, you throw it in the hot water.
No, I've done it like 10 minutes. You know how you go like to Trader Joe's and you get the pasta that's already stuffed or whatever?
Yeah.
I've done that. But to actually go home and like. Make my own pasta spaghetti or something like that.
I don't mean that. I mean, you buy a box of pasta and you just throw it in boiling water and then it's done in 10 minutes.
I don't think I did that. Mm-mm.
I feel like everyone has done that. Mm-mm. I think you should.
I don't think I have. I think I'll probably do it today, though. But what I'm going to put it over?
Whatever you want.
That sounds like a lot.
It's one of the simplest things you could possibly
do. No, see, because you know what? I have done this, and the reason why I don't do it often, because it doesn't taste right. It's a little chewy.
Well,
I think I got the wrong pasta.
No, you're not cooking it long enough.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you talking about the 10 minutes. It's like
10
a little rubber.
To 12 minutes. Yeah, you got to have a feel. All right. Yeah. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Now, Julia, how can you not figure that Jalen is one of the most influential people in the world?
I just never thought he was.
Super Bowl, so that's 1,000 fans of Philadelphia. You got every host talk about him all day long. That's not influential.
He moves the meter.
I don't know. I mean, is that is influencing
in the world
people?
Or in Philly?
Yeah. You don't know. Try not talking about Jalen for a week and see what happens.
No, but that's
Philly, though, not the world. Yeah, like people in China aren't talking about Jalen Hurts.
This isn't Time Magazine of Philadelphia. It's Time Magazine of the World.
Well, he influenced a whole lot of people. His story influenced everything.
Yeah, well,
he overcame a ton of things.
I think it's awesome he made it, but I just didn't expect it. Like, if you asked me this morning, do you think he's going to be on this list?
Why
I would have said no.
When you talk about him all day long.
Jay, we do a talk show in Philadelphia. Time Magazine is a worldwide thing.
We talk about Jalen. We don't talk about other people like we talk about Jalen.
Because he's the quarterback of the Eagles.
Oh, that's the only reason. Huh?
Yeah. No, Jay, that's literally the only reason.
What about the first baseman for the Phillies? Is he not there?
Talking about the blue bat, baby blue bat.
Jay,
How long you been here? Do you not realize we talk about whoever the quarterback of the Eagles is more than anybody else?
Talk about the Super Bowl winning quarterback. Hey, look at that. He won the Super Bowl and then you shocked. Why are you shocked? He just won the biggest game.
I didn't even know this was a list until today.
You ain't. That crowd got tons of lists.
Well, sure. You're a big Time Magazine guy?
No, there's no way.
Does anybody still read magazines?
Everybody got a ton of lists.
Everybody read magazines?
What do I need to subscribe to the magazine for?
I don't subscribe either. I just saw a list.
The ones my dad found.
The porn?
Now, the Eagles. Now, why can't the Eagles be good at drafting now, Julio?
They are good at drafting now. The question is, will it continue like this?
Now why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't you expect it?
Because no one drafts this well over a long period of time. No one does.
Stay strong,
now, all I hear is about Pittsburgh know what style of players they want. Baltimore know what style of players they want. They get them every year, yada, yada, yada. So the Eagles can't do that?
Sure they can, but they're not going to keep doing this well in the first or second round ever. Because no one's ever done this.
I just gave you two teams that do it.
No, not to this
every
level,
they
Jay.
They get linebackers. They get players.
How come the Steelers don't win anything anymore?
That's your argument.
Because what?
Yeah, because they don't have Hurts.
They don't have Jalen Hurts.
Well, yeah, they don't have a good quarterback. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No. I didn't say a good quarterback. I said because they don't have Jalen Hurts.
Is he not a good quarterback?
I thought he was good. He's not good?
He's better than that. That's what I'm saying.
He is one of the most influential people in the world.
Top 100.
Exactly. Tell him again, Kyle.
Top 100. Demi Moore, Jalen Hurts, all those people. Adrian Brody.
Yep. Elon.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Elon Musk, all these guys.
Yeah. Is Justin Herbert on there?
Why would Justin Herbert be on the list,
is
Jay?
Is Bryce on there?
Why would Bryce be on there?
Oh, man, look. You get away with everything. You get a pass on everything else. I thought he'd be top on the list.
Jay, you want to know what I thought last night?
I don't do anything. I'm on the right field. He's still there for his base.
Jay, did you see Bryce Harper's base running error last night? It was a joke.
I don't watch the Phillies no more.
Then what are you commenting for?
It's going to be cold today, too.
You don't watch the Phillies?
No, for what? I know what's going to happen. I told you this is preseason.
Oh, stop.
Wake me up when the playoffs come, and then they stink again.
You are the worst.
Then Bryce get hurt, and then he come back, and he howls, and he want to be loved and all that stuff. I want to see when he come out with two fanatic mitts.
Yeah, I mean, you might not be far from that, if we're being
then
honest.
He's going to dye his hair green to get away with everything next time he strike out.
If he does his beard green,
he might. Look, Jay, I told you, when his career is over, he's going to become the fanatic. That's the end. That's how this contract ends. Yeah.
Look how quick he turned on his unborn baby. He struck out with the bat. He put the bat away.
Oh, stop, Jay. Stop.
I'm pandering. Boy, I tell you. Y'all keep following that bum.
So what did you call him to talk about?
Yeah, bum. That's what I said.
What Kyle. Did you
he's a better individual
for?
Player than Jalen Hurts.
Well, obviously.
So,
yeah. He is? Well, yes, of course he is. No results.
Because that's
no
well, he said individual player.
No,
individual.
Oh, it's baseball. I forgot. That's your excuse for everything.
Individual player.
I mean, for being realistic,
listen,
I did also call him.
He can't do everything. Well, Jalen can't do everything. That's what the
he is the quarterback.
That's what the receiver
is. Yeah. He's a quarterback.
I mean, Harper does have two league MVPs.
Quarterback.
League MVPs.
Well, Bryce is GM. Bryce said, yeah, how come we couldn't get Soto?
The owner ran out of money. I don't know. You want to tell
me? He's named the GM,
Bryce,
not the owner.
Oh, Bryce ain't want nobody to make more money.
He's operating on a budget.
Mm. But everyone's got a budget, Jay. Mm-hmm. Even you. You know that.
Yeah, ain't got no budget.
All right, Jay, that's enough. We're done there. All right, can we check in with you people, see where they're up to today? Let's talk to them.
So it seems like a daily thing now where somebody starts the comment section off with a comment on Hugh's outfit.
Okay. I like that.
Today, Hugh is dressed like a watermelon.
A watermelon? Green is water, a watermelon?
I guess so.
It is watermelon green.
It does have the, yellow tinge, which I think, you know, watermelons have the light streaks to them.
That, can you be a little bit more creative in the analogies?
I thought highlighter was better.
Like, I'm serious. Yeah. If we're gonna analyze my outfit for today, can we be a little bit more creative? Just a little bit. I mean, I'm not mad at it. It's just, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've been sitting there watching. Just be a little creative. A little bit more. A little bit more. That's all we ask.
Okay. That's not much to ask. Yep.
All right. Well, these next few are going to come after Joe, Julio, because, you know, sometimes you start off with a take. Mm-hmm. People don't like that take.
Sorry.
Another negative take by Julio. What a shock. Just negative all the time.
I don't think it's negative. Mm-hmm. It's just real. It's just the reality. That
keeping it a bean.
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. They don't want that.
No one likes the truth.
Some people have the Super Bowl syndrome. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do to shake it out of them.
Sorry.
Yep. Speaking of, did you forget, Joe? They've been to the Super Bowl 3 of the last 7 years.
You know what?
I'm not sure if you remember that.
You guys got me. I forgot.
That's a good point.
Today I woke up, short-term memory loss. Forgot all about it.
Yep.
My bad.
Yep.
Sorry.
So after that incident with Elliot, people wondered if Shrimp Douglas was intimidated by Elliot Shrimp Parks.
I caught a stray.
Elliot. I mean Elliot's catching a stray there.
I'm just saying. I thought he had some really good takes.
How tall do we think Elliot is?
5'8".
Well, no, I think he said he's 5'9".
5'8".
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow, 5'8"?
You're questioning how tall Elliot actually is.
Elliot's not that tall.
Wow.
5'8"? I feel like 5'8", if you're below 5'9".
Why couldn't you say that to his face when he walked in?
I know.
You folded.
Get him, Hugh.
I think his wife's taller than him.
Because
I met him and they were together and she was taller.
Did she, maybe she had some heels on?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But she's tall. I think she's taller.
What do you consider short?
Below? 5'8".
So you basically just called Elliot short.
Well, how tall is Mosh?
Not 5'8".
I know Mosh probably listen. I would say Mosh probably at 5'5". Mosh is a petite man. I mean, Mosh know he petite, man. I ain't saying nothing out of it. Now, that's a petite. How tall is Buddy right there? He ain't that tall. That's in the studio.
Buddy's not that tall. Justin's not that tall.
Can you hear me? How tall are you, Justin? Like, he don't want to tell nobody.
Yeah, he can't get on the mic in there. But
he can't.
5'8", he said.
Mm. I only said that was your threshold. He said 5'3".
He said no. He said 5'8". You missed the first five before the three.
No, I know. I'm kidding. So he taller than Mosh.
Yeah.
So Mosh got to be at least 5'5". Justin 5'5". Mosh is 5'5". Petite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A live update in the comments. Somebody who is apparently 5'8" is not happy with this conversation.
Outlived
all of you.
You're a short king.
Who cares?
It's cool.
Not worried about it.
Shrimp. I'm pretty sure if you're married or have a girlfriend, don't worry about it. You won. It's the little guys that don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, what if this guy doesn't? Now he's going to worry.
Well, you should worry then. You better get a damn good job. No, I'm being honest.
You're tough sometimes, man.
I'm just saying, being honest.
Yeah. I like this one. Whoever said they'd be fine with the Eagles drafting a trucker has clearly never heard Jerry the truck horn guy call in.
How's Jerry doing anyway?
We haven't heard from Jerry in a while.
He checked in with me on the phone.
Okay. He's recovering, yeah.
That would test things. With the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, he'll select Jerry, WIP caller.
Yep. Lots of comments on Hugh's third clue today.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Dr. Seuss-esque. What do we think of one fish, two fish, red fish,
blue fish,
Hugh fish?
It could be long or short.
It's a great
book. It could be thick or thin. It could
give
be
a dog a bone.
White, brown, black, or even yellow. I thought that was a great clue.
We're going to get a lot of running.
Yeah. I thought it was a great clue.
Thick or thin, mm-hmm. long or short.
Because they nasty. Just a bunch of nasty people listening on the YouTube.
Yeah, that's right.
Just nasty.
Yeah. Your mind's out of the gutter. All right, last thing, Hill. The people need it.
What's that?
You have to guarantee a Phillies win
tonight. No. There's no way, man. Hold on.
Let's get a winning streak going.
Are they asking me that? Wait a minute. Who's on the mound tonight?
Nolan. Against Robbie Ray. We need a win.
I'm going with the Phillies. Go Phillies!
Get a guarantee?
Guarantee.
All right.
People ask.
Can you deliver?
Ask and you shall see.
Yeah, I got to get it. Put a coat on because it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold.
How about that win last night? The fly balls, they were moving around. The one that JT hit to left field, I thought the left fielder had it, and then it just took off.
I'd be glad when
him.
this weather changes for the better. Because it's supposed to be warm this weekend, but it's supposed to rain. Right?
What do we got going on here?
It's supposed to rain.
Well, I think it's going to be real nice.
Like 80?
81 Saturday. I don't see any rain.
You don't see any rain? Well, yeah. It must be my broadcast.
Mm. How did you ever play football, man?
I mean, it was a different mindset.
You played in the Northeast almost your whole career. Ohio.
I want to enjoy my, like, I'm in my twilight. I want to enjoy the games. I'm not playing. I want to enjoy it.
Twilight.
I want to be out there.
You're not that old.
Enjoy. Yeah, I know. It just sounds so much better.
That was a pop-up thing to say.
Tell me about Twilight. I want to enjoy it again.
Jacksonville changed you in more ways than we ever could have thought.
Jacksonville's different, man.
Let's grab Andy before we sign off today. Andy, what's up, buddy?
Sorry. I'm still stunned by Irish Dave. And cooking lessons.
And pasta cooking lessons.
The pasta with the whole...
I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, the tortellinis with the whatever that is. There's a lot.
That's a lot.
So, quick, Joe, because I haven't been able to call since last week. Last Thursday, I think the funniest thing you ever said was, you ever ridden a green machine, Herb?
I needed to know. Sometimes you need to know. And yet, by the way, we got an update quickly. The other umpire in the game that Herb umpired said he was in the bathroom for 10 minutes. He sent me a photo.
So he took a dump.
He sent me a photo of Herb on the field. Yeah, 10 minutes is not number one.
No, that's number two.
Let's clear that up. Go ahead, Andy.
So anyway, back to your actual point for the day. I don't see how anybody could figure out the trap. It's not like there's a cheat code for it. You know, they've gotten better, for sure.
Yes.
And maybe that's just and again, I think somebody brought up that, actually, I guess it was you, Hugh, the staff around them. I don't know if they've been hired.
They have a good core of people.
Well, they do, and they've gotten better. Andy, we appreciate it. We got to hand it off to the afternoon show. A guaranteed win, says Hugh Douglas tonight.
Guaranteed.
Come on, Hugh.
You got a score?
Attaboy.
You got a score?
Oh, see, now you ask.
I'm just wondering.
More points than
runs.
More runs. And more runs than the Giants.
Can't trust you.
Oh, you can. You can. You took the pledge. You claim. All right. Afternoon show next. You guys have a great rest of your day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.